Happy NFL Week 2 Thursday morning to all the Junks listeners. We are the Junks, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. It's also an open line Thursday. You're welcome to join us throughout the show at any point. 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. They're officially open for business at 6:01. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. It's where you find me. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning, Cakes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you.
Morning, everybody.
Also joined by John Paul Flame. He's right there. Cakes. Good morning. Good morning. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Jason sent me a pic of one of these sportscaster chicks that we were talking about.
Laura, which one? Laura Rutledge.
That was Laura Rutledge? Oh, okay.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Where were you? You were at some bar somewhere.
I was at Pazzo Pomodoro Italian restaurant near my house, and there was a kid. I call him a kid. He's 26.
Okay. Yeah.
His name is Scott Clark.
All right.
I swear to God, he sounded just like Frank Sinatra.
All right.
He sang all the Rat Pack performers. Uh-huh. He did Sinatra. He did Dean Martin. He did Sammy Davis Jr. He did.
So it's live entertainment on Wednesday night?
On a Wednesday night.
Interesting.
And they always do that?
I think he's usually there on Thursdays, but for some reason he was there on Wednesday last night.
What Sinatra tunes was he belting
all
out?
All of them. I don't know. You just name them all.
All the standards?
All of them.
So what does he have to do with Laura Rutledge?
Well, that's where I was when I took the picture of Rutledge. But this kid, Scott Clark, was unbelievable. Yeah. He sounded just like him. Hold on. He sang this song. All of them. He sang all.
Right. So hold on. Did you go there because you knew there was live music?
Yeah, because one of the servers there told me, you got to come in and see this kid sing, perform. And I said, okay. My wife was all into it.
Right.
Went with a couple friends, and the kid was unbelievable. Scott Clark, I think, is his name.
So were you wine? Yeah, like,
I had a glass of red wine.
Sinatra, like a Sinatra impersonator or crooner, you got to have like a glass of wine or a fancy drink.
I just had a glass of red wine.
Very nice.
Well, this is right up your wife's alley, too, because she likes that donk from New Orleans, Harry Connick.
Michael Bublé.
She's a Harry Connick.
Yeah, Harry Connick. Michael Bublé, same thing.
Yeah.
But similar. The kid was incredible. If you get to see this kid perform, he was awesome. I assume he bounces around all over the city.
We're really getting old.
Yeah.
We're really getting old.
I went to a restaurant to see a kid perform Frank Sinatra tunes.
That is...
This is the beginning of the end.
It could be.
This could be the Fonzie moment.
You would have liked it, though.
I can't help but notice you're wearing your ring today.
Your Caps ring.
I like that.
Why?
Well, there is a backstory behind it. So when we host...
It looks a little tight.
Do you need like a shot of like Pam or Crisco to get it off your finger?
I have a little bit too much sugar. Inflammation.
It happens.
So when we hosted the Cornell women's volleyball team at the club... I had just a little speech, thanking everybody, thanking, the coaching staff for coming and letting my family see the team and everything in person. It's like a tradition, right? So they go to the seniors' hometowns and play a few games so your family
can
see them.
It's like the Bachelor, hometown visit.
Yeah, it's like a hometown visit. It's very cool. But anyway, they had played so well the first night when they beat Liberty that I told the team, I have two championship rings that we've been spoiled enough to get from the teams.
Yeah.
And you guys played so well last night that I wanted to wear this to inspire you to win the Ivy League this year. And they loved it. And
look at the motivational tactics from honorary coach E-Bizzle.
You just left it on your hand? Like, why are you wearing it here?
Well, I'm flying to Valpo. I'm flying to Indiana today.
You can be a champion like me. Like, you can be a Stanley Cup champion like the Junks.
Yeah, that wasn't per se the thing, but it was like, you guys win here. Win a ring, whatever.
It's like Friday Night Lights when the old washed up football players are showing it. The football players their ring.
Showing them a stolen Valor ring.
I mean.
Go get yourself one of these. Go win state.
But it was a nice thing, which you guys are mocking. It was a nice thing, and I think the girls all.
I'm sure they appreciated it.
They appreciated it. It wasn't meant to be. I wasn't like trying to flex or anything. It was just something you guys inspired me. You guys played really well.
Yeah.
Let's go win a friggin' ring. Sure. I know how much it meant to my son when they won the MAC and they got rings and went to the NCAA tournament. It was amazing. So it'd be great if those girls.
We did nothing to get the ring that you have, and I'm incredibly proud of the Caps Stanley Cup ring.
Yeah.
And I did all I did was sit on my ass and watch the team and root them on to
victory. I'm not saying I earned this ring. Right. I prefaced it by saying we were lucky enough because we broadcast the games to get these.
You're trying to say, look how cool these rings are.
Yeah.
Like, don't you want one of these sillies?
Yeah, you guys go out and get your own ring.
Yeah, go win state.
Go win state. Yeah, same thing. Go win the Ivy.
Right.
Which, you know, be a Herculean task. I think we're finished. We're predicted to finish like fourth or fifth. So it'd be an amazing thing if they could do that. They ended up beating Liberty, which is, you know, people sleep on Liberty. They think it's just like this religious school, whatever. They have pretty good sports there. They beat Navy, who's in a transition time. And then we lost to UC San Diego, who just had some, they had some size to them.
Ballers.
They just had some ballers. They got the better of us. But, that's why I'm wearing the ring, JP.
Very good.
Got you. It's gonna
it jumps
be my
out
bitch.
At you. I mean, it's so big. Like, it's four times
this one,
the size.
Not the Nats, because the Nats one is, like, double the size.
Yeah, the Nats one is bigger.
You know, I feel like this is a fairly under-the-radar move. I mean, it's not that. You know, you have to be looking for it. But here's a funny bit.
I don't think so.
It's pretty noticeable.
It does jump out at you. Not just to us guys.
I'm not a sea of regular people, and I'm not, what I mean? If I'm walking around, you're not necessarily going to see it. But when I had to go through, you know, when you go into, when you go through the Navy, when you go on the campus, you have to show them your ID and you go through a mag.
Yeah.
And I was wearing this ring. It's the first time I'd worn it in a while, you know, like a year plus. And I had to put it in the little thing, they give you the little thing where you put your keys and your phone and everything.
Sure. Put the ring in the basket.
So I go through the mag, everything's good. I get my phone and everything. I put my wallet and then I walk out. And then 20 seconds later, the guy's running out. Go, sir, sir, sir. I left the ring in the thing.
Oh, ring in the thing.
He just wasn't used to it.
Well, that would be
wasn't
tragic.
Wasn't used to carrying it. Wasn't really
behind.
Wasn't really top of mind for me.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm going to have to do a double check to make sure my rings are where I believe they are.
Yeah, you better.
Looked at them.
I know exactly where mine are.
I know where mine are.
Probably
safe.
A year.
At Yak's house.
Yeah.
Right, Jason?
Yeah. What was that?
At Sports Yak's house.
Right. Paid him $5,000 for it or whatever?
No, they're not there. Right. Eventually, they might be.
Yeah.
But no, not yet.
Right. Well, anyway, yeah. It wasn't meant to be some sort of weird flex. It was just to try to, yeah. I was at more of an appreciation for how well they played.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're nice just job. So big, so it did just jump out at me.
Oh, okay. I just put it on because I didn't want to forget it, because going home, just picking up D and then heading to the airport.
I haven't put my caps ring on in a while. I might have to break it out. We're getting close to caps media day, training camp, season's right around the corner.
You might be there in a week.
You may have the same problem I have where it gets a little harder to take off.
Yeah, sometimes.
Fingers get a little swollen.
Fat.
I think that means I'm just getting fat.
I don't know. Maybe I would just chalk it up to too much sodium.
Yeah, I've had a little too much sodium.
Salt in the system.
I did have a
make me a little puffy.
While Jason was at his Italian restaurant, I did have leftover steak.
Very good.
We put a lot of salt on.
You have to put a lot of salt.
You have to
on
put
steak.
A lot of seasoning.
It's like required.
Right,
has to be done.
What did you get your Italian restaurant?
Chicken parm.
You always are your chicken parm.
Oh,
guy.
I love it. It's huge too. It's like big as this computer.
You ever get anything different?
Yeah, I get their lasagna sometimes. I mean, it's just a great spot.
You're a pasta loving.
Well, chicken parm.
Well, who doesn't love pasta?
Yeah, who doesn't like chicken parm?
Pasta's right. Delicious.
It's like, it's not in my top 20.
I mean, I don't eat it all the time, but like if I get Italian food, I'd like to have a little
side
of pasta.
If you went, you'd really like
sure.
it.
Sure.
All right.
It's good stuff.
I'll take your word for it.
The shredded cheese, the white trash.
Oh,
move.
And speaking of the cap, so I went to... RTJ yesterday for the Solheim Cup practice rounds.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get to see the girls actually play the holes because I got there too late.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there and we saw them on the driving range and we saw them on the putting green.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a 9-hole celebrity challenge. First responders played with some celebs.
Okay.
And there were some caps out there.
Ah, who was out there?
TJ? I don't know if he was there. I would assume he was.
Okay.
But I didn't see him. I saw Carl Alsner. And I saw one of the new guys. So Alsner's group was Alsner and this new guy that the cap signed.
All right.
His name is his defenseman, Jacob Chytrin.
Oh, yeah. He came. Did he come
Who
over
did he come
from? Hold on. Maybe the Senators? I'd have to double check on that.
Yeah. So it was
Chytrin.
Chytrin. Yeah. So it was Alsner and Chytrin in one group, and they were playing with first responders. So I saw them play a couple holes. And Zimmerman was out there. Ron Rivera was out there. Didn't see him. Didn't talk to him. So that was pretty cool. course looks unbelievable.
I'm sure it's
Solheim starts tomorrow, 7 a.m. Golf Channel. Mm-hmm. It'll be on both of those TVs.
Both?
Mr. Flame.
I don't know if it's going to be on both.
All right, give me one. Give me the right one. Give me the right one. But I'm looking forward to Solheim. It's going to be awesome.
Are these Americans overwhelming favorites?
No. Well, they might be. I don't know if they're overwhelming favorites. They might be slight favorites.
They're minus 170 favorites. However, the international team has won the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And the last time they played, they tied, means they retained the cup.
Yeah.
Is that your new Solheim Cup?
No. I'm wearing that Saturday morning when I go out. But I'm going out to RTJ today.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Just for the practice round and opening ceremony.
Just to check it out.
Very good.
Now, do you have any role? Are you doing anything?
No.
I have a media credential.
Ooh, very nice.
Okay. You're just going in there enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay,
Jason, it was awesome because, Matt, it was awesome. My buddy John hooked me up with member clubhouse passes.
Okay.
That's legit.
And we had valet. So we didn't. They're making most people park at Jiffy Lube, which is across the street, and take buses to the course.
The common folk.
But we pulled right up.
That's awesome.
To the clubhouse. Valet, money.
I heard parking can be a disaster if you don't have anything like
Please
that.
Please tell me.
I have media parking, which is silly. I get sized.
Is it?
Did you tip them more than the two or three raggedy bills you give the guys at the Homewood Suites?
Yeah. I gave them $10.
Okay, good.
But fully catered in the clubhouse.
Beautiful.
It was awesome. And then, you just walk right to the range with the putting green. These girls on the putting green. There was only a couple of Americans that I saw, Allison Lee and Andrea Lee. Not sisters, I don't believe.
Okay.
Asian American girls.
Right.
But these European girls were on the putting, Charlie Hull and Anna Nordqvist.
Charlie Hull's the one that likes heaters, right?
Yeah.
She loves ciggies.
She loves ciggies.
She was on the course.
Attractive young lady, too.
She was on the putting green, putting with one hand, talking on the phone, just putting with one hand, making them all.
Hey, Valdez,
five, six, seven footers.
Instead of two hands, putt with one. Maybe it would improve my form.
Who was this other girl that I saw? I didn't recognize her name. Hold on a second. I got the...
International?
Yeah. Esther Henslet.
Where's she from? Where does she hail from?
I think she's German.
Okay.
I don't think she's ever played in the Solheim before. She's 25, tall girl. She was making everything. I mean, inside like 8 feet. She was just draining them. Do. I couldn't believe it. So this girl can putt her ass off. So it's going to be awesome, man. I can't wait.
Who's the captain of the American team?
Stacy Lewis.
Yeah.
Any famous assistant captains that we would know or no? More under the radar.
I'd have to look. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
I was hoping to see Lexi. Didn't see Lexi. Didn't see Korda.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see Roseanne. I didn't see any of those girls. Didn't see Allie Ewing. Just saw the Lees. But that's tomorrow, 7 o'clock.
All right. I'll have to keep an eye on
it. JP's excited, I can tell.
He's a big Solheim Cup guy.
He's got a lot to say about it.
Big fan.
I've never heard of any of those people.
I haven't heard a lot of the Euros, but it's going to be fun to watch.
We need a Caitlin Clark. We kind of have one in Nelly Korda, but...
Caitlin Clark. Figure in women's golf?
Yes. Mm. But we kind of have one in Nelly Korda, but the public not quite as fascinated as they are with Caitlin.
Yeah, I would say it's not on the same level.
Caitlin didn't have a good night last night. 1 for 10 on threes.
Yeah.
So what happens?
Lost.
Saw that.
It's the nature of the
Asia beach. Asia Wilson. Did she set the WNBA scoring record? I think I read that.
She was catching grief for liking Taylor Swift's post when she endorsed the Kamala, I guess, right? Did you see that in the post-game presser?
Who, Caitlin Clark was?
Yeah, but then she said she wasn't going to go one way or the other, which, whatever you want to do, do you. She looked awfully bitter. I guess that was because
all I know is in my world, the WNBA ceased existing once the NFL season kicked off.
Right. What's tonight?
Bills Dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't have a fantasy.
Attack him again.
I'm not attacking him.
I've been attacked multiple times this morning.
Everybody knows the NFL matchup on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Right.
Get your Prime membership updated. Don't miss it.
We use enough Amazon, like I'm sure you guys all do, that I don't have to worry
about
that.
Are you sweating the fact that Devon Achan has a high ankle sprain
and
may still go in the game?
No.
Are you considering picking up Jeff Wilson in case Devon Achan doesn't go because Mostert is out?
No.
You're not doing any of these things?
None of that.
And I've got Mostert on, I've only got him on one. I did pick up Wilson, but probably if Achane plays, I'm not playing Wilson.
Are you panicking like Matt Valdez is over Marvin Harrison Jr.'s dud of a debut for
Arizona Cardinals? They chalk that up to?
He's wide open on one play that would have been a touchdown that Kyler Murray is running around for 6 seconds.
I don't have any doubt that he could get open.
Yeah,
I don't have any doubt. What were you going to say, Valdez?
I was like, ooh, he was open on a play. Actually, I'm willing to call it Marvin Harrison Jr. is a bust.
Really?
Yeah, bust. Big old bust.
He's considering starting Wandale Robinson facing
huge
your
bust.
Boys.
Why? Because you drafted him?
I have a lot of stock.
He has a lot of exposure to Marvin Harrison Jr.
But he's a bust. He's a big old bust. He's butt slow.
I told him.
Kyler doesn't target him. Butt slow.
See what he does in week two at home. Playing indoors instead of out in the 30-mile-an-hour winds of Buffalo in week one. I think he's going to have a better performance.
Right.
Don't panic yet.
I did think it was interesting that when, you know, they keep showing this Tyreek thing, and I guess now he's acknowledging that he should have acted a little better when he was pulled over. That
he also said that the police officer should be fired.
In his opinion. He's kept saying, I just had knee surgery, bro. I just had knee surgery when they were taking him down to the concrete. He doesn't run like he's had knee surgery. When did he have the knee surgery?
I think he had some sort of, like, don't quote me on this, like, stem cell thing, like, in Antigua? Like, he had to leave the country to do it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's, like, an experimental thing.
He's probably missing a little cartilage or something.
Could be. I don't know.
Probably got a little bone-on-bone
action. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's had any sort of, like,
surgery
on his knee when he's running away from defenders.
Like, you just had knee surgery? You run like the lightning.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, he's a sick talent, no doubt. All right, coming up on an Open Line Thursday, speaking of fantasy football, Dave Richard, he's a guru, he's an expert.
He'll join questions.
Us coming up a bit later, so get those questions ready. Baldy is going to join us, as he does every week. We'll break down Jaden Daniels' debut and more with him. When we come back, we'll get into the Junks sports page on an Open Line Thursday here on The Fan.